How many times in this campaign has someone said to you, third time's a charm?
Multiple times. And actually, I also say it because it took me 3 times to pass my CPA. But I did it. And yeah, I'm pretty determined. We really need change in the representation in this seat.
Why are you running a third time for the 7th Congressional District?
Fundamentally, I don't think we have a representative that understands the issues here in our communities. Whether or not we're talking about affordable health care, I hear over and over people don't have access to lower prescription drug costs, that people are really worried. And it, when I decided last fall, pandemic wasn't part of the conversation, the social justice movement that we're seeing across the country now wasn't part of, you know, my thoughts. It was more what I hear and see, the lack of access to opportunity and the huge level of income inequality that we have in our country that's just made so much worse right now. At this point, we have the largest debt ratio to our GDP that we've ever had since World War II. We don't have investment in infrastructure. We don't have better schools. We don't have cleaner water. I mean, things are really broken. And now we have the pandemic, which I support 100%, making sure that we support our communities, our businesses, try to get through this. I think we need better systems in place, and the federal government could have done a better response, and they still need to do a better response so we can get back to safe communities. But fundamentally, we have real challenges in our country. And I was actually in graduate school at the Ford School at U of M in the last fall, and I took a bunch of classes. And the more I learned, the more frustrated I got. And I was like, you know what? We need to give it another shot. I know we're going to have record turnout this year, and confident we can beat the incumbent.
President Trump and party politics seem to be playing a big role in congressional races this year. How is the national platform of each party impacting this race, and how are you incorporating that into trying to best serve the district and the constituents?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I think fundamentally we have things are really broken for so many people in this district and across the country. And I actually was a long-serving mayor that was nonpartisan. I have the support of the two previous Congress members, a Republican and a Democrat, who I worked with when I did advocacy for local government issues. So I'm really focused on, number one, making sure we bring our country back together. We have more things in common. We all have children or family members that we want to see be successful. It's the legacy that we're leaving. We should be thinking about every day, every decision we make, and certainly when we vote. I think the legacy that is being created by the incumbent Congress member that is representing us right now and is just not doing the job for the people here in this district.
Speaking of the district, the 7th Congressional District incorporates a lot of different communities in Michigan. Can you talk about the importance of Washtenaw County to you and what you would hope to see should you win this election?
Well, I learned in my time as mayor, council member, and also I defeated an incumbent to serve in the state house. And actually, I would just say across the district, there's an incredible level of folks that are interested in working in a bipartisan way to solve problems on the ground. And so I've had a really great opportunity to do that. I've served on the United Way board. I'm very much aware of domestic violence, and we have great leadership and really highly informed people in Washtenaw County that are problem solvers. So, you know, Sheriff Clayton's recently been talking about the grant he got for trying to do as much diversion from the prison, working with our criminal justice system to provide for better equity for our Black community. And I just think that we have in Washtenaw County excellent resources. And what I'd like to do is take some of those resources and the ideas, like local food deserts. We have a great local food system here. And I'm trying to share that so the 7th is 7 counties, Monroe, Lenawee, Hillsdale Branch, Jackson County, and all the way up to the west side of Lansing. You know, it's a big district, but fundamentally we have the same issues, right? We want to have good school systems, safe communities, strong infrastructure. Think about how we address climate change. That's a huge challenge for us moving forward after we get through the pandemic. But it's also, we can make solutions as part of this process. So I think Washtenaw County brings a lot to the table because of our resources here and the incredible number of folks that are dedicated to having the great quality of life and invest in the people in this county.
What do you think will be different this time? What will be the difference that you'll be allowed to win this time for the 7th Congressional District?
Well, you know, the incumbent has lost before, and he lost when people come out to vote. So fundamentally, I believe that we're going to have a record turnout. We're already seeing that. We know already there's 40,000 more absentee ballots that have been requested, that folks that didn't vote in 2016. So there has been a record turnout, but there's still a lot more work to be done.
7th District Democratic candidate for Congress, Gretchen Driscoll, best of luck to you in the upcoming election.
Yeah, thanks for the time to speak with you today. I really appreciate it.